Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ears.
Well, if you ever plan to go to West, take my way, that's the highway, that's the bed. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago into LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Legend My Spare Time. I'm Willard.
I'm Eric.
Matt Lee's couldn't make it today, so fuck him.
Hey, hey, hey. No need to be like that, motherfuckers. I'm here, folks. Welcome once again to a special episode of Legend in My Spare Time, live from motherfucking Waterloo, Iowa, or Party Town, Iowa.
It is fucking Party Town.
Party Town.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Just say that tomorrow at your show. You'll know what
that is. That's right. And I just want to point out for you folks that we are literally recording out back around a fire. That's how you fucking record a podcast. Yeah.
Fuck yes.
So you will hear sounds of nature in the background. You will hear shit going on around here. It's awesome, man. You guys will hear the fire crackling in the background. You hear us cracking beers.
It's fire. We got beers. We got a fucking leather couch.
That's right. And we almost had strippers.
I woke up Matt in a very special way.
Yeah, you know, we might as well just
fucking, that's a great way to jump off.
That's right. So, folks, as you know, I just cruised my way all the way down here to fucking Iowa. And it's so cool that I can hear the fucking I'm not even going to put background music on this one at all. I'm just going to let it be fucking natural. But anyway, yeah. So I arrive in fucking Iowa, and Weller and I are still having the whole you know, that few minute period in which you're still getting used to each other and comfort levels and things like that. And it's barbecue time. Like, we're having people over for a fire, you know, to welcome Matt Lees to the greatest country in the world, I think you called it.
Yes,
I
did.
So I'm just kind of sitting on the couch, just kind of chatting, and there's a light tap at the door, and Weller walks over to the door, and I hear, "Are you Adam?" He's like, "Yeah, come on in." And I swear to you folks, this girl walks in a Star Trek movie. Like the Uhura one from the original Star Trek, the red little mini dress. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And the girl walks over to the couch and she's like, "Is this the guy?" And Weller's like, "Yep, that's him." So immediately I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Did Weller hire me a hooker or a stripper? What's going on? And she's like, "So you're the Trekkie?" And I'm like, I guess. And she's like, "You're the reason I had to wear this outfit?" And I'm like, I guess. And then she's, so you're from Canada. You're from Canada. I'm like, yeah. The whole time, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. And Weller can vouch, the look on my face, I'm sure, was fucking priceless. Because I was just like,
almost ruined it just because you were like, so fucking scared. Like, what the fuck do I do? What the fuck
right.
is going on?
Yeah, so she then starts to diss me for fucking, she's like, "Well, if you're from Canada, I don't have any Celine Dion on here." And immediately I'm just like, this fucking stripper bitch is judging me and shit. I'm getting my back up, getting all defensive. And it gets more and more awkward from there, right? Like, it got awkward to the point that this young lady just kind of looked at me and said, "You know, I just can't do this. I'm sorry. I'll send you guys somebody else." And starts to walk to me. I'm like, what the fuck?
So well, I'm not even good enough for the stripper.
Right? The stripper thinks she's better than me? What the fuck? To which fucking Weller bails me out and says, "Matt, I'd like you to meet my girlfriend."
Welcome.
Motherfucker.
I would love to take full credit for that, but yeah. Honestly, she started that fucking idea.
Oh, dude. That's how you fucking introduce yourself to somebody. That was fun. And I know for a fact that fucking JJ is fucking laughing his ass off right now because Weller fucking played me. But immediately I was like, Weller won.
Revenge is a bitch.
It's true. I will.
Know this lesson.
I will get you this at some point. I told him that I'm going to find the biggest, blackest friend that I have back home when he comes to visit me. And I'm going to have him do a male strip dance for you and shit. But, dude, it was so perfectly timed because, you know, it was still that level of not knowing well enough. And perfect. But in future, you should take full credit and not give her credit. She'd be like, "That was all my idea, man. That was all me." She's not going to listen to this. There's no way she's going to listen to this. But no, Well played, sir. That was my first night in Iowa, folks. And if you're laughing at me, fuck yourselves, okay? You should take my side. Because you're my listeners, all right? Fucking assholes. So, yeah, you know, since then, it's been all uphill from there. All uphill. I've had a really cool time in Iowa. Actually, the three of us right here went to fucking Riverside. The birthplace of James...
You remember?
T.
Oh, what's the T?
What does the T stand for?
Tiberia?
Yeah!
Yeah, James. Gained some knowledge of
yes! I told you we'd fucking convert you. We're getting there. So we went to Riverside, Iowa, of course, the future birthplace of Captain James Tiberius Kirk and shit. And I climbed up on the fucking USS Riverside and almost knocked that shit over. Yeah. And then we went to another part of Riverside where they have a stone monument that says, here lies the future whatever. And I almost fucked that shit up too.
Massive granite slab you almost fucking took down.
Single-handedly almost shut down Riverside.
their only tourist was fucked up by Matt Lees almost. But no, I climbed up on the thing for the photo. And it started to shake and shit. And in the picture, actually, that we took, you can see me kind of like, oh. And no, Riverside was fucking cool. And then, of course, there's in the Murphy's Bar, the fucking coffee table.
Yeah.
The pool table, apparently, which underneath, you know, the senior Kirk, I guess, is going to bang Mrs. Kirk. And then, right, underneath a pool table.
Yeah.
No, not happening. There's no way you can fuck under there. As I dissed Zach today on Misinfo and said, even with your dick, you're not able to have sex under a pool table. We talked about how we thought it would be funny if they had, like, handprints on the side of the pool table where she was bent over and shit. But I guess that's not the point. That's not really that. You know, what else have we done for day trips? I think you should talk about your favorite part of the trip.
The big-ass motherfucking frying pan. The biggest frying pan in Iowa.
Yeah, which was a fucking huge letdown, let's be honest.
I doubt it was inside.
Yeah, it was like when we pulled up to it, I automatically assumed that it was just leading us to the bigger item. Like, this is just a preview of what you're about to see. And down here is the biggest fucking frying pan you're ever going to see. Yeah, it was the fact that it says that it only costs $800.
Yeah.
And we were like, shit, we could put together our own motherfucking giant fucking frying pan.
1 millimeter bigger.
That's
all
right.
You need.
Yeah, so fuck you, Brandon. Fuck you, Brandon, Iowa, and your fucking frying pan. Shove it up your ass. And then today, with the one and only Big Al, I visited the Field of Dreams, which, again, I must say I was one. You know, it was super cool to hang out with Big Al and roll down there with him, but I should definitely do it in the summertime and shit.
It was actually cool.
Yeah, but it was cool to see it. I mean, I'm a big fan of that movie, so, you know, I got a question for you. Is this happening?
Oh, no, it's
Iowa. Oh, nice. Yeah, and so we're one night away from the big fucking Smitty show. 709 Jefferson Street. By the time you guys hear this, it'll be long gone. But I plan to knock it out of the park tomorrow. And then, of course, Saturday's the big fucking wedding. You guys pumped? You guys have a lot of shit left to do for the wedding?
Whatever Zach tells us to do tomorrow, I guess.
I don't know. You guys got to get suited with fucking
stuff. For 24 hours, we were Zach's bitch.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You're
which, right. He had me as his bitch for 24 hours, it'll be too fucking late.
Right. Unless I take my phone out right now and text him and say, hey, Weller says he's your bitch for 24 hours. You should take advantage of this. I wouldn't do that. Oh, dude, is there somebody lurking in the woods over there? No.
Oh, God.
Hello. Inside jokes. That's fucking awesome. Because we totally cannot explain that joke either.
No.
JJ, send me an email. No, but it's good times, man. It's fucking, Iowa's not that different to K-Town, to be all honest. There's a lot more cooler bands in K-Town.
Cheaper beer.
No, I think the beer, like the dollar pints we had at Screaming Eagle.
Yeah.
The pint of Bud, that's awesome. I don't know, yeah, we've drank a lot of beer since I've been here. We've done a lot of sitting around the fire. This man right here, Eric, I'm gonna hurt you. What happened to you after your first night of partying with Matt Lees? Come on, tell the truth, man. Some dinosaurs.
Going on a filibuster.
So one night of partying with fucking Matt MF and Lee's, and you went home and puked.
I blame the chicken quesadilla that was in my freezer for like a year and a half.
Yeah,
after 10 years.
And then you topped it making the fucking sky go in flames.
That's true. Yeah, fucking I don't know if anybody might have heard, but the huge meteor that was seen through here, and we were definitely outside watching when it happened.
I swear to God, if it rains a toad while you're here,
yeah, wow. That's fair. Maybe, but Maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it was somebody else that knew preemptively that we were plotting something. And he just sent dark, he just sent light from the sky. You know, because J.J. Hawkins is one evil dude. I bet you he could do that and shit. No, but yeah, we're all playing. What's that fucking game called?
It's called the technical term.
Yeah. I just shot myself. I just fucking jumped when the fire went off.
The original name is Cornhole, but everybody calls it Bags.
Dude, you call it Cornhole?
That's the
real name.
You know
what Cornhole means where I'm from?
Yes.
Okay.
It means the same thing here.
Okay, fair enough.
For some reason, that's what they call the fucking bean bag.
Yeah. No, they have a game here for where they cut a hole in the board and throw bean bags through it. So I think we talked about that on the Misinfo one. Didn't we?
Fuck it.
I don't think we have a lot of crossover listeners anymore.
None. So.
Fuck it. It's, yeah, you have two, and I whooped you guys' ass, didn't I? Didn't I win?
No. We
no.
Lost,
oh.
Even with my amazing fucking triple threat.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, when you sank three tits. What about my round? I fucking sank two. And we're talking folks like fucking I shacked these at those fucking things. Like, and I still lost a round? Fuck your game and fuck your rules. I don't know how this shit works. They were taking advantage of me because I don't know how to do math. It was like picking on a retarded kid. They're just like, no, you lost, Billy. Okay.
You're Canadian. You lose.
Yeah.
Every time.
Unless it's hockey. Hey-oh! Oh, man. But no, it's that was an interesting time. But that fucking huge meteor was crazy. The sky lit up. There was lightning chasing it. And it
was noon for like 3 seconds.
Yeah. And if not for Zach screaming like a retarded stepchild, we probably would have heard some cool sound effects, too.
Look over there, man! Like fucking Hervé Villechaize yelling, look at the plane.
No, we've had some really cool time. I don't really know where to go right now. You know, we're explaining how much fun I've had on vacation, which I'm sure listeners are pissed about.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm not on vacation, motherfucker. I'm at my desk right now. Yeah, I'm at my desk listening to you right now, motherfucker, talking about your vacation. I guess I could share my fucking border story again. I'm sure you guys have heard it multiple times now.
It needs
you?
To be shared. Sure,
so, fair enough. All right, so I roll up to the border on my way here, and border lady says, where are you headed? And I said, Iowa. And she said, what's in Iowa? And I said, oh, I'm going to a wedding. And she's like, oh, okay. And she's like, what's with all the shit in the back? Because I've got, obviously, guitars, a box of t-shirts. It's very clear that I'm a musician. And she's like, what's with all the shit back here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm heading down. I'm singing, actually, at the wedding. And she immediately says, well, what are you doing? How much are you getting paid for this? And I was like, oh, I'm not. I'm just coming down to sing. I want to be at the wedding. And she's like, you're not getting paid? And she's like, you're driving all the way to Iowa, and you're not getting paid. And again, I'm like, okay. She's like, so out of the kindness of your heart, you're driving all this way for free. And I'm like, yeah, because bitch doesn't know I'm an asshole. She doesn't fucking know me. If it was a friend or family member, they'd be like, bullshit.
Yeah, what's
up? But she doesn't have any clue. But she fucking grills me, man. And she's talking about, you know, she keeps repeating herself because she's trying to catch me in a lie. And she's just like, how much are you getting paid? And I'm like, I'm not. Well, what about that box of t-shirts? And I'm like, oh, those are wedding gifts for the wedding party. They're all going to rock those at the wedding. And she pulls me over. She's like, over there. And they search my car top to bottom. I'm just lucky I didn't get a cavity search and shit. Because they were digging through my car. Because they didn't believe me. They thought I was full of shit. Which was, you know, who the fuck are they?
Fucking government employees, dude. Which, they have access to certain shit. Click, click, click on the keyboard. That chick will be at Smitty's.
That's
fucking. To verify your fucking.
Could you imagine? I think I'd shit. She's just like, not getting paid, huh, motherfucker? I saw I hand you some money. You're like, oh, no, that was for the drug.
This next song goes out to the ladies of immigration.
Yeah.
Yeah, lady.
Yeah, you. We all said you at the exact same time. But that was interesting, and it's going to be real entertaining when I try to get back into Canada without an immigration card. It's going to be real interesting, because my fucking residency card's expired like a fucking 6 months ago, man. I'm in some trouble when I go back. I mean, I've paid for the new one, so Tara, my girlfriend, is going to send me a screenshot of her credit card receipt that states when I paid for it. So I'm hoping that's going to be enough for me. But it's not technically like I'm not a resident at all. My card just expired. I might be right back here, man.
Swim the lake, man.
Yeah.
Swim the Great Lakes.
Actually, the Reverend, my regular co-host, told me that he would totally come down and drive down and sneak you through over the border. So,
yeah, tunnels work, fuck yeah. Catapults.
Yeah, it'll.
We'll get you across.
I'll work it out some. Nick Crying will get me food. Please. I'll suck your dick.
You make my feelings sad.
Yeah. isn't it supposed to be feeling singular? You make my feeling sad?
If you're down to one.
Right.
I think you're born with like maybe only 50 feelings.
Right.
But if people attack them, you're down to like right. eventually have one.
So you're at one.
Oh, I am at one. Right. I've been at one for a long time.
Yeah.
I guard like a motherfucker.
You don't. That's why you're only a side hug.
Like, dude, you're approaching my singular feeling.
Right.
Back the fuck off.
Don't hurt my feeling. I hurt your feeling because your pussy likes me more.
My pussy loves you.
Oh, yeah. Sure does, buddy. Sure does. I don't even think we should explain it. I mean, we should just leave it at
that. Yeah,
leave
it at that.
My Weller's pussy loves me more than he loves. Than she... you guys know what I mean. The pussy's into Matt Lee's. We had a fucking awesome meal tonight. What was the restaurant? I keep fucking up the restaurant.
Rue Orleans.
Awesome.
Cajun food. Alligator.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I tried alligator. I gotta say, it didn't really taste like... It wasn't like, you know... You could have said it was chicken, and I probably wouldn't have noticed. I would have just been like, this chicken's kind of cheap. But yeah. it was the breading. It was delicious. And that mustard bit with the dip was good. And then the blackened chicken. Mm-hmm.
They don't fuck around with food down in the
woods. No, it was a delicious meal. And then, you know, you and Mama Weller, I'd get over to there, which was awesome, because parents do that.
I will get her back, too.
Yeah, it's pretty
fucking
funny.
Threw that shit backhanded.
Yeah, I let her, because I saw her, too, and I totally know she saw
That's
me.
That's fucking dirty, man.
You
saw it and fucking let me go.
Yeah,
I didn't say shit until she was way far gone.
Dude, I can't take your side in front of your mom, man. That's not how shit works, but she definitely, like, kind of looked at me and was just, like, threw the money in there. Because basically, you know, they were just fighting over the money back and forth. No, you take it. No, you... And you were going
to
make your
I
mom
I called
walk.
Her grandma to her face and was going to drop her off at the block away from home and make her fucking walk.
Yeah, because we were in her driveway already, and she's like, take the money, and he's like, no. So she puts it on the thing in his car, and he's like, fine, reverses out and starts to drive away. He's like, you can walk home then. But she beat you in the end. I totally saw, dude. James Bond met you. She got out and was just like, "Taxi, done." And then I waited.
She won the battle, dude. Worst night of the battle.
It's fair. And then I waited till we were down the street to be like, "Dude, your mom killed you." But what am I gonna do? I can't be the guy that's like, "Hey, I saw that. Pick that up." It's not my battle. Remember, I think I said in the car, I want to be left out of this. I want no part of this argument. But your mom owned you, dude. What can
we'll
I say?
We'll see. That was round one.
That's fair.
Round one.
But as far as my listeners are concerned, you got owned by your mom. I'm just saying. I think it's really cool that we're recording outside. Yeah. Wait, let's pause and hear the nature. How many other podcasts give you fucking outside? Cabin Fever? No. Snidecast? No. That other one about being informed incorrectly? No.
Just lie to your face.
Yeah, that's right.
Whole hour.
That's right.
Every week.
Yeah. So, you know what? It's weird, because you've been on... Oh, what's with all that shit? Shipping you've been doing?
Ashy.
Yeah, ashy. The fire just fucking spit out.
Fire angry.
Yeah. So, you've been on the show before, but people probably have no idea who the fuck you are, so...
I know what.
Give them the brief little bio. You're a local guy. You like sucking dick. Nobody cares, is he?
Hey, no. No tongue ring. No sex and champagne.
No.
That.
But you are more man than Barclay, because... You had to work and you were still here partying with us, right? Or was that Big Al?
Fuck it.
Big Al did that. But you still, even last night, you were here when you had to work at 5 a.m.
Yeah, get up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I still hung out drinking with us.
True, man.
Fucking true.
You didn't puke this
time. I'm telling you, that first time you will see tomorrow and Saturday.
No go!
Yeah.
See, the plan, folks, is that, you know.
I knew it was puke and rally.
Puke and rally! Because tonight, you know, I can't really get smashed before the wedding because I don't want to fuck up, you know, Jenny's day and have her ruin my life.
She'll fucking end your life, sir.
I'm good, thank you, sir. But Saturday night after we're done everything else, I've decided we're going to get drunk, we're going to drink funnels and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe we'll all puke. It'll be like a fucking...
Together.
It'll be like a bonding experience.
You can make someone drink that shit through a funnel. Oh, God.
We'll feed it to the fucking wedding boy. I'd be like, oh, wait, he's not falling for that anymore. They made him do that. squeegee a fucking drink, right?
Oh, about, fucking turkey baster.
Yeah. And they didn't tell him what it was until after he drank it.
Yeah.
That thing must have been.
He doesn't remember that either.
I wonder why.
Because that was past the point of fucking being smashed.
Oh, we've got pictures of that shit.
That was awesome. But that's where the show will be, fucking laughing, fucking Smitty and shit. With my hero, Big Al. Yeah. He's got to be on the hero list for sure. That being said, Blake Northern, fuck you. Just in case you're listening, Grandpa, fuck you.
Actually, Blake.
That's for you, boy. For
that's for you.
That's for you, buddy. I'm sure
he'll just be mad that you wasted beer. That's
you know, that's even Shinerbach from Texas.
Yeah, and now it's leaking in the fridge. Yeah, folks, not only are we recording outside, these motherfuckers are sitting on a leather pouch in front of a fire. And we got the board set. This is pimp.
We're not snuggling, though.
No, you guys could snuggle. I won't judge you.
What am I talking about?
I don't want to rub up on his one feeling. Maybe he'll develop a new feeling.
No shit.
We'll have to go back to
the
plural.
Yeah. Are you going to drink this beer?
Go for it.
No, I think you should drink
it. I will drink it.
Okay.
What is it? All right, I'll
take it. What, we should, you know, we got Shinerbach, and what's that one?
I got Point Pale Ale.
Nice. We took a trip to John's Grocery.
Yes,
John's Grocery in Iowa City.
Yeah, which was fucking awesome because they had some very, very rare beers and shit in there.
Three fucking rooms of beer.
Yeah, and we even found a Welsh beer with the Welsh dragon on the front, which was awesome. I didn't buy it because I knew I wouldn't like it, but still pretty cool that we saw it. And then they had the freezer room in the back with the other beers. And I remember saying to you that I had to leave because my nipples hurt.
Yeah.
Because it was
that was
cold.
Yeah, diamond cut is cold.
Yeah, and then we commented on the fact that they also sell, like, you know, they sell beers we've never fucking heard. What was that one? Naughty Elf? Really Naughty Elf? It was like 11.5%.
Yeah.
I was tempted to buy it, but it would have fucking just...
That one bottle would be the cool drink. What?
Like
entire
fucking,
6-pack of beer?
Yeah.
An 8-4 company on it?
Yeah.
But they had some beers that were like $18 for one beer. It was like almost 12% alcohol. It's like drinking 4 beers.
Right? Yeah,
beers.
That's fucked. But we were commenting on the fact that, you know, they sell like Coors Light, Corona, Budweiser. And we thought, wouldn't you have to come to a place like this and buy Corona?
So what happens?
Yeah.
Like an Abercrombie and Fitch walks right in and picks up a sixer of Corona.
Yeah.
You just fucking slap him.
Yeah, some fucking preppy fucking university kid, obviously. With a vest on, right? With a fucking white beater on.
Yeah.
Riding a vest.
He probably was. And I see him coming out of the freezer with a thing of Corona, and I kind of watch him walk by. Next thing I know, the door swings open from the freezer, and Eric's like, did you see that shit? Did you notice that shit? And I was like, oh,
I put
him
on the laptop. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
But if you're listening, sir, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Sure.
And this was when we came up with the idea of printing business cards that say, you should be ashamed of yourself. I think I'm going to do it when I get home, man. Because you can get 500 business cards for $40 from your home place. And I think I'm going to print them and just say, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm going to hand them out to people.
Absolutely.
I think that sounds like fun. I'll mail you half of them and you can fucking hand them out to people too. Like, you'd be shamed, sir. Because I think if I was hanging out with someone in public and somebody handed me that card, I'd be like, I'm fucking told. Like, I'd be ashamed of myself. And I'm rocking a t-shirt of a gas station. I never thought this would happen. But I could not be more proud of this t-shirt. And what did he say?
Fucking corporate bastard.
Yeah.
This is the best company ever. You're the corporate bastard. What does it say, boys?
Come and go.
That's their gas station, dude. Come and go. That's fucking awesome.
And it's just spelled UM. There's no E on it.
No. No. KUM and go. That's awesome. What was there? What's their pun? What's their guideline?
We go all out.
See, there's no way that's not sexual. But no way that they, you know what I mean? And the fact that they sell t-shirts and hats.
Yeah, they're clearly trying to...
Right.
Right, they obviously know. You don't go to fucking Esso and get a t-shirt.
Right.
You know, but then today, Zach was like, yo, where'd you get that shirt? And I was like, Esso. I don't think he thinks I'm as funny as I think I am. That's maybe the feeling for you, too.
Yeah.
He usually listens at the gym, right?
Yeah.
Run, fatty, run! I can't call him fatty, dude. I'm way fatty.
He's dropped some serious fucking weight.
Absolutely. I'm going to start calling myself Fat Lees.
Fat Lees.
I am Fat Motherfucking Lees, and welcome to Fat Cast. No, the cutoff line is the end of this trip, but I'm going to start cutting back. But I don't like the whole idea of dieting, because why fucking live if you're not going to enjoy yourself? Right. I just need to step up the exercise and do more physical shit.
Or, you know, fucking heroin, meth.
Right. Either way, but I think...
Chase that fucking dragon.
Yeah. Chase the dragon.
I think that's probably going to end up being more expensive. So I might as well just... And you know what the worst part about this is the gym has a free gym. Like, in the building. So I can work out anytime I want. There's weight machines. There's treadmill. I have no excuse to not work out. And I'm sure Tara is listening right now, like, yeah, fatty.
Get on it.
She actually made a... On a... We were talking today, and she said, yeah, you could probably handle it. What the... Do you think you could say that to a girl?
Fuck no.
No, but it, like...
Oh, hand your balls back to her after that.
Like, luckily, I'm not offended by that kind of shit. But the fact... Like, and I know she didn't mean it offensively at all.
Yeah,
no. But it's one of those double standard things. Like, if I looked up and down one day and was like, yeah, you could probably lose a couple pounds.
Yeah.
Nope. Fuck no. That'd be a nightmare. And if you're listening, I do not think you need to lose any pounds at all. Hypothetically. Because you got to tread lightly with that kind of shit around ladies, man. Like, can't make jokes. Like, does this dress make me look fat? Every guy, every smart man knows the immediate answer is no. Right? You don't look at her. You don't check. You look her directly in the eyes and you say, no.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you look, she'll be like, why'd you look at my ass before you answered that? Why'd you fucking answer? I'm going to...
Soaking it all in.
Yeah. And, cool.
I agree, baby. I agree.
Whatever
they say.
Whatever you think, baby. Yes, man. So, actually, there is something that we haven't talked about. I mean, you haven't talked about it. And we could probably do it right now with Eric.
That was really good.
Let me take a minute. Let's just refresh ourselves. I hope you're ready. I'm glad you're sitting down.
Okay.
Big announcement. Shocker.
Wait. And I would just like to thank you, actually, for making this an exclusive Legend in My Spare Time announcement. Thanks for tapping the bottle on the mic, Dick. Fucking wearing headphones and shit. He's just like...
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Thank you for announcing this news on my show and not the other show. I appreciate that. My listeners appreciate that. Go ahead, Weller. What's your big news?
Well, like we said earlier, my girlfriend Amber...
Mm-hmm.
Her idea to fucking come dressed up as a stripper, Star Trek stripper.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
Right.
Only dated her for a month. Fucking coolest chick in the world ever.
Yeah.
She posted me last week. Found out she's pregnant that same day. Getting married.
That's the trifecta right there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah!
Slow clap.
Yeah. I would like to say congratulations. So, for anybody who wasn't fucking hearing that, you are going to be a daddy. And you are engaged to be married.
Totally exciting.
That is awesome. Good for you, man.
Awesome.
You know what? I would like to just say that I'm fucking honored that I was here for at least a portion of that. And I would like to think that I, you know, maybe I'm a little bit responsible. A little bit. I don't think it would have happened this way if I wasn't coming to visit. Because she wouldn't have done the Star Trek thing.
Right. She took the cool to another level that I didn't think was possible.
Right.
Like, that baby, dude, you're just hitting top level. Like, we're only a month in, like, can't get any cooler.
Yeah.
She's like, watch this, brother. Fucking watch this shit.
Yeah.
Star Trek. Your friend, don't know him, stripper.
Oh.
Damn, baby.
And the fact that she was willing to hang out here with all your boys that night. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's awesome. Dude, congratulations, man. That's... So, are you going to name him Matt?
Yes.
Yes.
That makes his song. Mr. Matt.
Matt Tiberius Weller.
Yeah.
Done.
Matt Lees Jr. Weller.
Yes. Matt Lees Jr. Dude.
Wait, what are you gonna do with the girl?
Matt Lees Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And then I have a follow up announcement is that as soon as I get back to Ontario, I'm gonna get ordained, and I would like to marry you guys. It would be an honor.
Fucking done.
Yes.
Done.
I don't want to sing at your wedding. I want to be the fucking minister and shit.
Badass.
Done. This is gonna be the greatest, awesomest day of my life.
So glad I'm sitting here right now.
Aren't you so glad you got to be a part of this?
Yes, I'm touched.
Dude, I can't fucking... That's so cool, man. And you know nobody yet, right?
Fuck no.
This podcast is the first
this
announcement.
This is it. This is fucking it.
So wait, does that mean I was the first one to find out?
Yeah, you were.
Did you hear that? Weller's other friends?
Does that
fuck
mean
me.
I was second?
You are second.
Word.
Yeah, not
in your face, Mom. That's what you get for not giving me your for fucking pushing off your money.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Grandma. I hope you were listening. Sorry.
It's okay. No mom's allowed. That's the rule of my podcast. So We're safe there.
And I am still a virgin.
Yeah, he totally told his mom today at the fucking dinner table that he's still a virgin. And of course, her face was just like... Because we brought up the fact that she listened... we brought up the fact that she listened to Miss Info and how uncomfortable it makes you. And she's like, how do you think I feel? Like, she just basically like, sometimes there's too much information for me also. What are you doing? Freaking out. For those of you who aren't fucking visual here, Eric every now and again will just like a rabbit. You know, he'll just be. We were talking earlier that we think there's somebody lurking in the woods, and if we see any laser pointers or laser fucking things going on somebody's forehead, we already discussed exactly what would happen. It looks like, for some reason, Eric would act first.
Whoever gets shot. Fucking alert system. Right. Whoever can strike first is breaking the other one's ankle
right.
And running.
Yeah, so our plan would be to throw the water on the fire for the smoke. I'm going to kick Weller in the ankle and I'm going to fucking gun it.
And I'd probably get my axe collection.
Yeah, that's
it. Dip those shirt. Fuckers in fire. Screaming like a banshee.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Down in a blaze of fluff and glory.
Exactly.
Dude, Bon Jovi style.
I don't think we can just pawn over your announcement, though, man. You can't just shit on it. Yeah. That's a big deal. Are you excited? Wow.
Fucking awesome.
Now,
absolutely awesome.
Have you guys discussed details of like where you're going to live?
I was just going to say that. Like, is she going to move here? Are you going to move there? Like, you both have houses, right?
She's vegetarian. Uh-huh. I'm not. So we agreed that we just live in separate houses. We're only like maybe 5 miles apart.
What?
That's crazy. So you
it's
got
like you guys have like a really big hallway.
Yeah.
Right.
You should dig an underground tunnel.
Yeah.
It's like she can have her girl parties while my...
Right. You know, I gotta say, knowing women the way I do know women, I don't think she's gonna settle for an after. I think once it's official, she's gonna be like, no, you're moving to my house. And then what are you gonna do then? You're done. You're
done. Well, I'll spend weeks. I'll give her a place for weeks. I'm gonna be here for a week.
Fair enough. Or, you can sell this place to me, I'll drive Tara down here, and I'll move to Waterloo, Iowa. What's up now, Iowa?
It just keeps getting better.
This is great. We can, you know, the three of us can just do our own podcast every week.
Outside.
Even in winter, it's just
metal as fuck, like 80 degrees below zero.
We're cold and you're like toughing up, pussies.
Walk that shit off.
Welcome. So, you set a date, right? Or is this just all down the road? Like, are you planning to be married before Matt Lee Jr. is born?
Yeah, you guys gonna streamline this shit, or?
Probably should, yeah, I'd say.
Give me a little bit of time.
We'll be discussed a bit sooner the better, so probably 6 months from now.
6 months is good because I can call in sick to work within 6 months, so we're good.
Yeah.
I can handle that shit because I got some time before I can call in sick again. I gotta watch my back and shit at work. But if dude, that's awesome. I'm kind of flustered. I don't really know.
I don't either.
That's great fucking news, man. I'm honored that you announced it on
Riverside. Was gonna be the thing that's gonna happen.
Right. But technically, Riverside kind of led to it because it was the Star Trek experience.
Right.
So
that kind of ties in.
Sort of converted me.
Wow.
Sort of.
And I'm almost speechless. You hear that, folks? Matt Lees is almost fucking speechless and shit. And I already knew the news. Like, I knew before he even said it, but yet I'm fucking thrown for a loop, man. Congratulations, dude. That's up. To celebrate, I think we should all get drunk.
Oh, we're done. My fridge is full of beer.
Yeah, well, it's true. You may not have food in there, but you got a shit ton of beer in there. Talk about a bachelor fridge, eh? It's just like you open it here.
Ketchup, milk, beer.
That is awesome. Fucking right. Just fucking, I guess when you got something, news like that, how can you really follow that up? You just gotta let it fucking ride out.
You know, I love love. I've said it before.
Yeah.
It's just so true.
Hey, do you want to tell everybody what you're doing? It's okay. On my podcast, I'll tell you.
Yeah, just everybody turn away from the mic.
Oh god, I hope you haven't heard
this.
All you gotta do now is have a Falcon Kind song about it.
I'll bring fucking Falcon Kind back for the wedding.
You should play at your own goddamn wedding. That's what you should do.
I will.
Done.
Fucking keyboard solo right in the middle of fucking.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the wedding.
And we'll go back to Riverside and steal that fucking statue of Kirk.
There won't be a first kiss, it'll be a first keyboard solo.
Nice. And then you guys should definitely consummate the marriage in front of the whole wedding party.
Which we could, because it'll be outdoors. And you're officiating.
Done! I'm like, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may fuck the bride. And he's just like,
kilts.
Kilts.
The dudes in the party, kilts.
All right. Are you down to wear a kilt?
Yeah.
We should wear kilts this time. We should even just go to like a cheap like used clothing store and buy kilts and just show up in it for the rehearsal.
Yeah. Banana hammocks.
Oh, wow.
Dude's excellent.
Yeah, he won't even appreciate
it. No, he won't. Even if he listens to this weeks later, he'll probably be like, assholes. Yeah. Well, he really will, actually. He's going to be mad at you.
Oh, dude, yeah. He's one of the groomsmen. Oh, yeah, Zach, you're in the party.
I think he might deny it, man. He might be like, fuck you, I don't approve.
Want no part of this.
Yeah, I don't approve, I don't want any part of this. How does it make you feel, Zach? Not only did I meet her first, that sounds like
damn.
Dana, you're in too.
Dana has to be in the wedding party.
Fuck it.
Absolutely.
You get to meet a cater the fucking thing.
Done.
Damn right. Done. See? Plan. They should just let men plan weddings because we already got this shit set up. It's set. It's
way. What's your color scheme? Plaid.
Yeah. Or, dude, I got it. All the groomsmen will wear fucking Star Trek uniforms.
In honor of
right? That's tits. And I'll dress as fucking Whoopi Goldberg from The Next Generation. with a big round hat and shit. No, you should get them all to wear Star Trek uniform tops with the fucking kilts. That's a wedding.
That would
party.
Be badass.
Yeah, as long as Amber's cool with it.
We keep having laser whips.
Yeah, we should fucking address that.
And instead of getting a fucking, not to take away from that.
That's okay, go ahead.
And instead of getting the traditional ice sculpture, you guys should have a fucking lumberjack carve you a fucking sculpture out of a fucking huge ass fucking red oak or something.
As of a master.
During the wedding.
Yeah.
You just fucking.
Lays that fucking.
Yeah.
Big ass beard, chugging a beer, like, choke this shit out.
It's not ready yet. Cigarette hanging out of his mouth and shit. Just fucking yes.
He takes requests like make the bottom third like a totem pole. Yeah. I want a part whale, part unicorn,
with a massive cock and balls. That is, and you can make a cock and balls cake. You know some dudes that make cakes,
we'll
right?
We'll do it. Yeah.
Fucking right. Do you know anybody that can make me a Death Star cake for $20?
No. Not that elaborate.
$20. Yeah. Fucking.
But, okay, yeah, laser whips?
Yeah, or doing? Shit. Yeah, let's
yeah,
do
okay,
it.
So the we're at the motherfucking Trekkie Museum, Riverside, Iowa. We walk in, and it's all things Star Trek. There's shit all over the place.
Yeah.
I walk into one room, check out the display case. They got some Kirk memorabilia. They got a fine pair of underwear. I don't want to know much more about that.
Yeah,
that was and then I look down at the bottom lightsaber handles, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? One of them looks like Skywalker from... A New Hope. The other one looks like Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these, and I snap a photo, and I'm like, this is weird. I gotta point this out to somebody.
Yeah.
And then I zoom in closer, and I see there's a little caption printed next to it, and it says, light whips used by William Shatner and General, and I don't remember the name of his
right.
Word,
yeah.
General such and such in a fight scene in Star Trek. And I'm like, bull fucking shit, these are lightsabers. How have they never had, like, an Uber nerd come in and get, like, geek rage and just rip the place apart because there's lightsabers in the Trekkie Museum?
And you totally pointed out to me first, right? You were like, that's a lightsaber. Can we agree on this? And I was like, fuck yeah. He's like, read that plaque.
Yeah.
Bullshit. They fucking lied to us. They lied to us through plaques. I hate when people do that.
That makes you official.
Yeah.
I was going to kind of put the guy on the spot, and then he told us a story about the raccoon penis and William Shatner's hand. So I
forgot about the raccoon.
Yeah,
what was that? That was fucking
some
weird.
Some old dude carried it with him for, like, what, forever, basically?
Yeah, he showed us that weird picture of, like, those four senior citizens sitting at a table with Shat.
Yeah.
And, he's like, hey, you see that guy there that looks like he's a second away from death? I'm like, yeah, he's like, hey, he carried a raccoon penis around in his pocket.
Everywhere he went.
But when Shat heard about that, he just had to see it, so the guy kept rubbing Shat's hand with his raccoon penis. And I'm like, wow, if I just heard the last few things you said, like, rub Shat's hand with his penis.
Correct. Like, the coons around here are big. I mean, they can get to about, 3 foot long?
Yeah.
So that guy had a small dick.
But yeah. That raccoon bone, the penis bone, was fucking huge.
Yeah. It was, like, literally just a bone. But it wasn't, like, wide or thick, but it was pretty long.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy stuff.
That was, and the fact that they were selling Shats.
Yeah. Get a 3-pack
of Shats. In hindsight, we should have bought them and rocked them the whole way home.
We should have each wore one.
Yeah. Green, right?
Yeah.
We so should have rocked them. Maybe we should go back. It's not that bad. But that was a fucking interesting time at that fucking place.
That guy had a lot of information for us.
Yeah, I mean, he gets to sit around and watch Star Trek.
What did you buy?
I bought Burk Dirt, which is literally a little canister of dirt with a certificate of authenticity that says, like, this is the certifier that I picked this up off the ground and made you pay money for it.
Yeah.
I showed my girlfriend on Skype a little bit ago, and she laughed.
I bet she
was just like,
she spends money on dirt.
Yeah, she's like, how much did you pay for that? I'm like, $3, isn't that awesome? She just kind of
like, like, they should have given you $3 to excavate for them. You're removing dirt for them.
No shit, we totally could have just done that ourselves, right?
I know. Why didn't we?
Yeah. We could have just picked up some dirt.
Because you don't have the certificate, right?
And then remember how pissed I was when I realized it was just a Ziploc bag?
Yeah, it wasn't even.
It's not even a plain bag. It's like an actual Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
We got fucked.
That's why I just went with the coffee mug.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have done that too. Because what else? Oh, I have to sew onto one of my shirts, but I fucking lost it. Well, the vehicle ate it.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's okay, you can mail it to me after that other package you have to mail.
It will be searched through.
Yeah, hey, well, what size shirt do you have?
Three.
I can give you a 2X. All right. Not leave then. You hear that? Joe, I'm giving away your shirt. Fuck you.
I'll make it work. Going down.
40 minutes and 38 seconds. I'll go back and take it out.
wait, how do we mark it?
Yeah, no, that's only with Zach.
For the spikes, you'll go.
Because Zach's an amateur. I just look at the clock and remember the time.
Oh, okay.
No, you know what? It's funny because people probably, like, generic listeners might think, well, I'm actually hitting it. But I'm
not.
He's like a little leprechaun. He is a little dude, though, ladies and gentlemen.
He's more like a wicket, I would say.
Yeah. Like, folks, you've heard that Zach's a little dude if you've listened to this info. The rumors are true. He's a little dude. But a big head. He got pretty mad today when they were making fun of Zach. Like, but, dude, there was, like, 800 pounds on that couch, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking... There's some big men in there today. Yeah, check out...
Yeah, big ass friends.
Yeah. I've told you guys millions of times to check out misinformation. But especially check out episode 98. Which is probably out by now, because there's a special guest on there. Fucking Ken Kloon showed up.
Yeah, he did.
Man, he was there. He was in the
house. For the longest time, I thought you hated Zach.
No. They made up. They cuddled.
Deep fucking love.
Exactly.
I thought it was going to get intimate. Yeah. Wasn't there. I heard about it. I could feel it.
You felt telling me about you it. Just felt the emotion.
Like, I'm in love. When I saw them, like, make eye contact, I was like, dude, this is... Like, I wanted to just cry.
Yeah, it was really...
It was intense.
It was really beautiful.
You could feel the love.
Yeah.
They got all Elton John and shit.
Yeah, that's Phil Collins, isn't it? I can feel it coming.
Yeah.
Fuck Phil Collins. Can't believe it. Can't believe you brought Phil Collins up on my podcast, asshole.
You brought up, dude. That sounds like fucking Elton John and shit.
Fucking Elton John and shit. Like having sex with Elton John, or just you mean as the expression, fucking Elton John and shit?
That's right.
You know what we still haven't done is we still haven't gone to the Creepy Walmart.
Oh, we will.
That I've heard so much about.
This is the best time to go.
I wish this was battery power. We could just pick this motherfucker up and just walk
it in. Any random people. So I see that you are shoeless and shirtless. And see the bottom of your vest.
So it's really like...
You will take all the good shit you've said so far back.
Yeah.
About Iowa?
Yeah.
No, I don't
think
so. You're
gonna see some fucked up shit.
That's awesome. I got a camera. Let's do it. So I can get a lot of shots for fucking people at Walmart.com then?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Dude, I want to get them to sponsor this shit. And that being said, if there are any people that would like to sponsor us, it's only going to cost you $9.99 a month.
Yes.
Plus tax. Yeah, like $11.50. That's a fucking steal for this quality show. The fucking announcement of fucking Weller's wedding was on this show?
Oh,
tell me you don't want to sponsor.
Exclusive shit.
Exclusive. Oh, man. You're going to get killed.
Yeah,
probably.
Your mom's,
I thought I'd bring it up earlier, but right. I was like, I can't do that just before Zach's wedding.
Right. And like,
this will come out after.
Right.
I told Weller that I would actually sit on it long enough so that Zach's wedding's already over. Because I don't want to, I don't want to fuck with anybody's fucking life.
We're not trying to steal anybody's stuff.
Exactly. I wanted to start a fight between you and
you are not good with my sunshine.
Yeah, there you go.
Way to go. Steal my sunshine.
No.
I was lying in the grass.
It's just for me. If you steal my sunshine. Making sure I'm just being
pretty. It's funny how it's a song we're making fun of what we all know.
Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about Bush Lurk. You're going to be dead anyway.
Yeah, you're going to be.
Fucking
What was their other song? They had two. Steal My Sunshine, and there was another one pretty actually pretty cool.
I don't recall. I don't recall that either. It must have been only in Canada.
There was another Ren song that I really liked. Because it was just catchy and poppy.
Oh no, it's gonna be like Last Night all over again.
Right, because he used a BlackBerry to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And then Dana, of course, is like, oh, you should have said something. I totally could have hooked you into my Wi-Fi. Too late, too late.
Yeah.
Too
thanks, late. Dana.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks
for nothing.
You're now uninvited to the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
but
know about
still
that.
But B's still catering. So,
yeah, your wife's still invited, but fuck you.
You can carry the food, but you can't look at us.
By the way, so, Dana, I know you're going to hear this late, but I'm still sad.
It's true. What the hell, Devon? Does he look close enough that if we yell, he'll hear us?
We could
maybe
throw
a
bottle.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Do you have a... Oh, wait, what? It's... Oh, it's too late. He's got kids. I was going to say, we could call him on speakerphone.
Fuck a TV's house. Fuck it.
Done.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
You're talking
we'll
to
back
Canadian
to high school
money. Yeah. Well, we're going to Walmart anyway. We can buy a shit ton of it. Shit
for like
ton.
20 cents. You need a fucking 18 count. A dozen eggs.
Yeah, no shit. And, of course, you're going to have to slowly break the news to... Dana's young
lady. Oh, she's
yeah,
gonna
it's gonna kill her.
She's
gonna
your,
kill
your
her.
Dance card is still permanent.
Yeah, God. You know, it's
she does have hits on me though for the
perception.
She
really
does,
dude. Yeah. Dana's adorable young daughter has a big thing for Wheeler. She kept saying, "Wheeler, sit here, Wheeler." And of course, me and Eric being assholes kept being like, "I'm gonna sit in your chair," and she's like, "No, that's Wheeler's seat." And, you know, she fucking loves you, dude. Then she went and put on her princess dress for you.
She did.
That was really cute.
It
and
was.
And,
Amber, you hearing this?
Yeah.
I haven't seen your princess dress.
No.
Star
right.
Trek, yes.
Yeah.
Princess, no.
You know.
Step it up again.
She's just in the princess dress like, what's up, bitch? Step your game up, Amber.
Yeah.
But she also said that she wants to dance with, she wants to dance with you.
Yeah. She called dibs.
Dibs. She did indeed. I thought I was going to get dibs. Damn it!
Now,
I don't think Dana listens to this podcast, does he?
He will now.
Yeah, we'll tell him to because we'll say we talked about it. That's how you usually get people to listen. I said your name, you should totally listen.
Because he's a douche.
Yeah.
Not you, Dana.
Somebody,
the other Dana.
A hypothetical Dana. I know a Dana.
There
you know
is
what?
No Dana, only
a Zoom. Oh, Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2 was a lot scarier than 1, I thought. It was also a lot shittier than 1.
Yeah, I agree with both statements.
Yeah, but scared. Like, I noticed you only have Ghostbusters 1.
I've seen 2, but I do enjoy the 1.
Right. I've definitely been creeping Brothers' movie collection from Super News Office.
Yeah.
And I definitely noticed this morning because of the way I was... Well, I have a big wall of CDs where it's alphabetized and stuff, right? And at the very bottom, kind of where my head is when I woke up this morning, I noticed that you have a hip-hop dance party album. And, like, a pop dance party album, I noticed.
That was my biggest fear, because you and I bonded over music.
Right.
And my whole plan was, like, I'm fixing up a room in the basement, and I was hoping to have it done by now, so you could crash down there.
Yeah.
Didn't get it done, ran out of money, so now you're in my library, which is my entire movie and music collection.
Yeah.
So any of those gems,
judge
guilty
me.
Pleasures.
Yeah, and yep. You know for a fact that as soon as that door was closed the first night, I was like... But you know what? It's a pretty impressive. There's not much there. There were a couple CDs where I was like, gay, but I don't remember what they are.
No notebook soundtracks. You will not find that.
We're not allowed to talk about that. That shit is gay. The other Adam said it best, and we will no longer discuss the notebook because I got pwned on that. I mean, you know, despite the fact that it's a touching story, it's still a fucking joke.
It is.
You know, yeah, I've definitely been creeping your collection, and it's pretty impressive. And I'm sure that, you know, when you come stay with us, you'll do the same to me.
Oh, yes.
You'll
you
fucking
guarantee
creep
that
and call me out on it. Now, the cool thing is that now that we're moving in a bigger place, I can actually unpack. Because I've got, like, literally 6 or 7 boxes full of CDs that I haven't unpacked because we just don't have space for it. But now that we're moving to a bigger place, we want to get, like, to the wall, like, the shelves all across the walls. And in the new and improved Matt Cave, I'm going to fucking... I think I might even do just one entire wall and make the whole wall be CDs.
I can't believe David, like, he has easily
yeah,
twice the CDs I do. He has a whole room. You walk into it, just CDs, floor to ceiling.
That
all
dining
three
table
sides.
We're sitting at, right behind us, those double doors.
Yeah.
There's just one room that is nothing but racks, floor to ceiling.
Look at the floor. There's like piles, like waist high.
Yeah, he loves
there's
it.
There's room for him to go in and out of that room, and that's it. Basically, to go in and retrieve whichever thing is back there, and that's it.
That's
so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, but you know what? I got a. You're gonna rip my music collection because I got a lot of soundtracks and shit.
Yeah.
That I know you're gonna rip me. Like I'm not kidding. I have all three Mighty Ducks soundtracks.
For what reason?
What is on there that justifies the purchase?
I like.
I've bought in shitty soundtracks for one song because I can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
I've done that. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I definitely bought it because I like the old shit.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't even a sound effect this time.
It's been so long since I've seen any of those that I really can't judge.
Those movies.
I remember nothing about movies. Nothing.
I just remember that Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Hot Shot Lawyer.
And fucking
Flying V. That's.
And Joshua Jackson from fucking Dawson's Creek.
Oh, that's right.
When he's like 12. He was a fucking ugly kid back then too, man. You go back and watch those movies. Out myself before you see me. I got some gay. Like, I'm telling you, I haven't opened these boxes in fucking years. So I'm gonna open them and be like,
would I have this?
And when you have that much of this quantity of something, you can't just get rid of the stupid ones. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then it's just silly to all do some kind of stupid CDs. Because, you know, I tried to be a DJ for a long time, so I would do the same thing, like buy CDs for one song and stuff like that. And then I just started stealing them.
Yeah.
Basically. Actually, today I wanted to—I forgot to point out—today when we were at the Field of Dreams, they sell both the soundtrack and the DVD, and the soundtrack is more expensive than the DVD. That didn't really make sense to me at all. Like, I guess it's because how rare, like, how many people are going to buy the soundtrack? Although thinking back, I do remember the music from Field of Dreams is pretty awesome. Like the instrumental orchestra stuff. I think it's pretty cool. I was big into that shit when I was young. I have all three Back to the Future sound effects. Not just the one with Huey Lewis and all that shit. I have, like, the score from Back to the Future. I guess.
That can't harsh you too much for that.
That was a good song.
Yeah, it's actually on my phone. I'm not going to lie, sometimes when I was driving down here, I bust on the Back to the Future music. Because I do have the Out of Time license. Fucking best movie ever. Maybe the best movie. Up there.
There's
sure.
Certainly up there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You can definitely. Nice pun. Hey! I mean, I guess you can definitely call them the best trilogy ever, because theoretically, you know, the trilogy is no longer a trilogy, even though there's the other three steam piles of shit. We didn't watch Star Wars yet, either. Fucking wait till they're out on Blu-ray, and then it's like a fucking. Well, I mean, I think Amber's gonna do that pretty well. Now, is she only Trek and not Wars, or.
That whole thing started only because DragonCon came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned how that was pretty much torture for me because I do not get into sci-fi at all.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Right.
But I appreciate the fandom of it. Like, we're so into it. They wore elaborate costumes and really got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun to see. Just how much people got into the passion of it.
Yep.
And I told her that I have still to this day never seen a single minute of any Star Trek show or movie ever.
Not even a new one?
No.
Dude.
And she was like,
"He's a business guy."
Yeah.
That's what it says.
She was like, "I can convert you." I was like, "No, no, you can't." So I have friends that are really into that, and they tried. No,
mm-hmm.
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Oh, I've got a dress. I can't." What the fuck ever. I go home. She sends me a text message, a picture of her in that dress, and she came over. Holy shit,
maybe
that is hot.
Maybe
yeah.
And then I was like, "You need to wear that." She's like, "Oh, I'll wear it." She's like, "How about I wear it to meet your friends?" Like, bingo, that's what the boss started rolling that whole fucking
Fuck you for that, by the way.
That's awesome.
Now, you just wait until she dresses up as Slave Leia for you. Then you'll be a Star Wars. Because fucking Leia, you know, I'd probably be the only one, but I didn't even think Leia was that hot.
Yeah.
It's Slave Leia.
Yes.
And this is going to probably be blasphemy, but then Jennifer Aniston, and she dressed up as Slave Leia and Friends.
Yeah.
We did that once when Dave K was still a co-host. Yeah, that's right, Dave K. Fuck you.
Bam.
We said something like, take a moment, let's take a moment for her. And he did this totally creepy old man. Yeah, let's all just make noises into the mic.
Yeah.
Welcome to Legend of Flint Farm. Not so hard.
Don't drag your teeth, okay?
No teeth, ladies. No teeth. Oh, Weller's choking to death over there. Here, it's cool. I can turn off your mic and you can cough. Go for it. Let it out, Weller. he's dying.
Beer in his lungs.
He's allergic to Canadians and shit. It's been a good week. What was that fucking priceless joke I made the other day? Oh, we were talking about seasickness. And this is probably a good way. This is already an hour. Right?
Wow.
We're already at 55 minutes. I'll finish with something funny than I said. We were talking about, if a lady is on a VH1 rock cruise, right?
Yeah.
With fucking Bret Michaels and fucking ACDC. And fucking Prince and fucking
Train.
We can't make fun of Train for some. For obvious reasons. We were talking about how I think you started by saying like the motion sickness and the seasickness and shit.
Yeah, we call
it. Yeah, and I said that I couldn't handle it because I got seasick trying having sex on a water. Hello, you guys totally hurry up. I guess you had to be here, folks, because the first
good.
Night
yeah,
I busted out, yeah,
good.
Everybody died. But VH1 Rock Cruise. I mean, she needs a business card too for the bands.
Yeah.
But I can't do that because now she's the future Mrs. Weller. So she ultimately gets my respect regardless.
Yep, she does.
Unless she hurts my boy. Episode 44. Don't hurt my boy. I declared myself today the resident misinformation storm. But in reality, it should probably be the other guy because he's listening right now. Because I think I've listened a couple times with the funny ones, but not. You can only handle Zach's voice for so long. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. He's going to probably be like, what the fuck's wrong with his asshole? Yeah.
What is that attack?
Yeah.
Talking to save another
girl. Oh, that was the name of their band, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Friends Forever.
Yeah, those guys suck.
Yeah.
You know what's the best song? Oh, I also have the a CD that has Forever by the Beach Boys featuring Uncle Jesse.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. John's famous.
Jesse and the Rippers.
Yeah. Time I saw, it made you laugh. I've talked forever.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. That no, it's forever loving you.
Bad.
Oh, God.
Damn.
So that's
fucking
Johnston. Like, do you want to fuck him or just fucking Johnston?
He hit right. What happened to Rebecca Romaine?
She got tired of it.
She's
guess.
Fucking.
Has she done anything lately?
Fat kid from Stand By Me.
Now she's dating Jerry O'Connell,
which is fat dude from Stand By Me.
Well, John Stamos.
But I gotta say, if I had to fuck one of those dudes, it would definitely be Stamos.
Right.
Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah.
I'd fuck Will Wheaton before I'd fuck Jerry O'Connell.
No.
You hear that, Will Wheaton? Fuck you. people hate Will Wheaton. Huh? Like,
yeah.
There's like anti-Will Wheaton sites and shit, like Star Trek fans fucking hate his guts.
Right.
And I don't really understand, because he wasn't in Star Trek enough to fucking offend me.
He's gonna be in one of Smith's next movies.
Yeah, I bet Barclay's real excited about that.
Yeah.
Let's hit somebody. That sounds. I still haven't seen.
Him and Sean Scott hockey movie.
Yeah, that should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of pretty cool, that's it.
Peace out, fuckers. That's
yeah.
What's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that we're done here now. I'm gonna put the podcast back in my backpack. Podcast in a bag, and we're gonna get the fuck out of it. We're gonna put more logs in the fire and probably drink more beer before we go to the fucking Walmart to fuck with the locals.
Oh yeah.
Are we gonna get shot at Walmart?
Might see someone giving.
No, you'll get stabbed.
When I worked at Walmart, there was totally a dude that kept getting busted for beating off the maximum. And this dude was a tall, creepy motherfucker, too. And he would always, like, you'd see him, like, creeping him and, like, looking at them and shit, and then he would disappear with it into the bathroom.
We had this fucking half lift, and he was pretty much down.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And he would,
Walmart's here in the States, fucking ghetto.
Well, all he would do is like I swear to God, half the time we expected to find him out in the parking lot. Man, he's packaged, but.
Making fun of the mentally challenged is awesome.
Well, he's not really, like, have you seen the episode of fucking, It's Always Sunny, where Sweet
the rapper.
Dated? Well, he was kind of like that, where you, like, most of the time, you're like, is this a fucking
retarded?
He was, like,
mildly, like, borderline.
Okay, no, he's not retarded. Then you'd see him laugh at a box of Band-Aids, and you're like, oh, he's retarded. So anyway, the parking lot is...
While we're all going to hell.
Dude, I'm already going to hell. That's cool.
He was in the parking lot. He would just clean up cards and bring shit in. And then one day...
You left your light on!
Dog. Okay.
Give I'll me the...
This is how he talked. He'd be like... His name is Calvin. He'd be like, hey, Calvin, we need you to go outside and bring in some cards. He'd be like, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, cards? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, oh, wow.
So one day, somebody fucking just shit. Literally. Sorry. Killer.
He's gone, folks.
Somebody shit on the bathroom wall of the bedroom. How? I don't know. So like they fucking suction cup their ass to the wall and just... like they just ate at Taco Bell, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
So we send Calvin in there to clean it up.
Of course you do, because when in doubt, send the down. Well,
he walks in, and this is you can hear it from outside the bathroom. He walks in, and all you hear is, for like 5 minutes, and we walk. Walk in to see what he's doing, and we walk in just in time to see him go for the chunk on the wall barehanded.
Oh shit! What fucking signs are
you? We're like, Kevin, no!
Oh shit! No!
So, like I said, he's kind of a down.
My fucking ribs are good.
True story. He's still working.
He's still
working. Part of that dude.
You
want to, what's crazy about that guy is, so this was when I used to work at Walmart way back when I was like 17 and shit. Mm-hmm. So now, the company I work for now, when I first started at that company, he worked third shift there and he was the cardboard attendant. All he did was pick up people's trash and throw in the baler. And I was like, really, you going to let this guy buy the fucking thing that can crush like 7,000 of shit at once? He's going to be the sticker that they put on there. It's like, don't put your hands inside the machine. That's him. He always talks about, like, he was obsessed with technology, and he would talk about, like, hovercrafts and just weird shit. Right. Like, I'm going to build a hovercraft. And I would always see him, like, you would see him at Shag Nasty's, you would see him at Joker's, you would see him, he would be the guy standing just in one spot, staring creepily at like one person, like sipping his beer way slow, not even taking his eyes off of whatever he's looking at. Creepy. He's around. We could bump into him easily.
Probably.
Maybe record an episode with him.
He needs to be on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a big bug.
What the fuck, is that just a leaf?
That was a beast.
Oh my god,
that was a dinosaur.
I feel like it's on me.
It's on me, it's on me.
But anyway, that's Calvin, and he's a little special.
Don't clean up shit with your bare hands, I guess. That's the moral of the story.
But so, that, I'm saying, these are the wonders that await you at the Waterloo Walmart.
I'm fucking ready, let's go.
Alright.
I think this is the priceless time to end the episode when fucking me and Weather laughed our balls. Seriously, I thought I was going to die for a second, dude. Like, my sides hurt and shit.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining us on yet another episode of
Legend in My Spare Time.
Legend in My Spare Time.
Lock it up, Matt. Lock it up.
I was back to the fucking shit with a bear.
Yeah.
Why does that? Why would it ever? Oh. Oh wow. He was kind of a dummy. All right. So this is being live from Iowa. Special episode. My name is Matt.
Weller, I'm here.
Fuck off, I got work to do.